As the coronavirus deaths in nursing homes mount, there's a push nationwide to test all nursing home residents and staff. West Virginia was the first state in the country to mandate comprehensive testing. Emily Corio reports, even with widespread testing complete, patient advocates say nursing homes will continue to need support and oversight to protect one of West Virginia's most vulnerable populations.
Coronavirus test results in nursing homes in West Virginia show about 30% of facilities in the state have at least one positive case among residents and/or staff. Because many are older and have pre-existing health conditions, nursing home residents are at high risk for serious illness from COVID-19. Back in March, nursing homes restricted visitors and eliminated group activities among residents to try to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Now the state is beginning to ease social distancing restrictions and reopen businesses. But where nursing homes are concerned, the state's long-term care ombudsman, Suzanne Messenger, says this is no time to relax.
And so it's important not to let our guard down, not to take our foot off the gas, to make sure that those facilities are prioritized for PPE, for testing, and also that as we make policies restricting visitation or other things to protect the people who live there, that we remember that these are not just positives or negatives or beds. They're actually a person.
Normally, Messenger and regional representatives are inside long-term care facilities, addressing complaints the office receives from residents, families, or staff, but they are currently restricted from entering nursing homes. Still, Messenger says about 70 complaints have been filed since mid-March. She says that's not above average, but some complaints are specific to the impacts from the pandemic. For example, she's responded to complaints about residents who were hospitalized, then couldn't get access to a coronavirus test, and therefore were not allowed to return to their facility.
Most of those complaints we have been able to resolve one way or another. Testing has become more available. It's still not perfect, but it's become more available. Or in some of those cases, the residents actually ended up going to another setting, like home with a relative or maybe to their own home.
Messenger says her office also received a couple of anonymous complaints from staff about the availability of personal protective equipment. She says the availability of PPE is better now, but it's not where it needs to be. Marty Wright is CEO of the West Virginia Healthcare Association, a trade group that represents more than 100 nursing homes in West Virginia.
It's been a struggle to obtain PPE. Several weeks ago, we kind of put out a statewide call for assistance to get more PPE into facilities. It was more a fear of running out. We've had received new shipments and new methods, but a lot of facilities were trying to implement measures to try to extend the use of PPE in accordance with the federal guidelines because of a fear of shortages.
Meanwhile, nationwide, nursing homes operations have been under more scrutiny as residents and staff die by the thousands. The Kaiser Family Foundation reported in mid-March that nearly 40% of nursing homes in the country had at least one infection control deficiency in 2017. Toby Edelman is a senior policy attorney with the National Nonprofit Center for Medicare Advocacy. She says infection control problems in nursing homes preceded this pandemic.
If they had been doing a better job in infection prevention and control, there still would have been a problem, but it would not have been the terrible situation we're seeing now in nursing homes with so many residents dying.
Edelman says widespread testing in nursing homes is necessary to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Statewide testing of all nursing home residents and staff was ordered in West Virginia on April 17th, making the state the first in the country to do so.
This is good. This is a model. This is what has to be done everywhere.
Now other states have followed suit. According to the West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources, coronavirus in nursing homes has resulted in 32 people dying. More than 330 residents and staff have been infected. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Emily Corio in Morgantown.